The survivors of the huge earthquakes that struck Turkey and Syria 2 months ago still tremble in fear at reminders of that night. More than 56,000 people died in the two countries. For the millions who experienced it but survived, shock and grief persist. NPR's Fatma Tanis went to one of the worst-hit cities in southern Turkey, Antakya.
The parking lot of a stadium, one of the few standing large structures in Antakya, is now a vast tent camp for thousands of earthquake survivors. It's overseen by the Turkish government and aid organizations. Children play outside some big tents that are covered in their drawings and labeled psychosocial support as their mothers watch from a distance. One of them is 34-year-old Hafsa Bashar, who escaped with her children when their sixth-floor building collapsed during the earthquake, crushing many of their neighbors. They hopped over the balcony which had fallen on their car. The only things they could manage to grab were their two parakeets. Since then, she tells me, her young daughter has been unable to sleep at night, often waking up screaming. Bashar then started sending her kids to the therapy tent, where mental health professionals have volunteered to help children and families.
I'm not sure how they did it exactly. They play some games with the children and talk to them. But my daughter is less panicked now.
As we're chatting, a woman named Maida Hebele overhears us and approaches, two children in tow. She appears frazzled and at her wit's end with her kids. Her younger daughter, who's 4, just won't stop crying, she says, going at times for 4 or 5 hours straight.
She can feel it when the aftershocks happen. Even when the wind blows, she starts crying and we can't calm her down. She started to be extremely jealous of her siblings, too.
Then there's her older daughter, who got briefly separated from her family the night of the quake and couldn't find them. Normally calm and well-behaved, the 6-year-old girl will not leave her mother's side for a moment. Hebele doesn't know what to do anymore. She has her own trauma and nightmares. They lost her home and several relatives. Her relationship with her husband has been suffering as a result, too. Hebele hasn't heard about the mental health support. This camp is big, and there's a lot going on. Hafsa Bashar, who has been sending her kids to therapy tents, tells her about the benefits she's seen after her kids worked with trained professionals. One of them is Cansa İpek, a psychologist who, like many others here, took an unpaid leave of absence from her job to volunteer in the quake zone. The earthquake disrupted millions of lives, and İpek says people are still in shock, unable to process their anger or grief. She says right now they're treating kids in groups, but people here don't have the security and stability needed for one-on-one therapy. They're still focused on getting shelter, food, water, and hygiene. But İpek is also on the lookout for any signs of dangerous behavior, like suicide or psychosis. They're trying to educate people as well, especially women and children, to help protect them against abuse, sexual or physical and domestic violence. The scale of this disaster is so large. İpek says they're looking at years of mental health support needed, not only for survivors, but first responders, rescue teams, and aid workers who've been traumatized too. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Antakya, Turkey.